Hello and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities, visit our English Online website at www.englishonline.org.cn.
Jokes for Fun by John Russell. Jokes come in all shapes and sizes. According to the dictionary, a joke is something that makes you laugh. This is a very short definition for something that can make you laugh, cry, feel angry or sad, scream or shout. They can be about anything in the universe, from jobs to relationships, from nationalities to animals. They can also make you think very hard or laugh immediately. From the one-liner, for example, the difference between stupidity and genius is that genius has its limits. Einstein. To jokes about computers, I use my cat's name as a computer password. Unfortunately, I have to change the password every month, so now my cat's called CZCX9IGPOL9. A very common type of joke in English is a pun or play on words. This can be based around different meanings for the same spelling. Homographic. He's the senior teacher. He's over 70. How many different meanings of senior are there? It can also be based around different meanings for the same sound. Homophonic. Why didn't the perfume arrive? Because it wasn't scent. A pun can also be used in a Shaggy Dog story. This is a very long joke that usually finishes with a punchline, the climax of a joke, that uses a play on words. Some people argue that a Shaggy Dog story is just a long joke. A giant panda escaped from the zoo in London. Eventually, he became hungry and walked into a restaurant, where he found a seat at an empty table. The waiter took the panda's order. In due course, the panda's meal arrives and he eats. After he finishes his dinner, he stands up, calmly pulls out a gun from where he had it hidden, and fires into the air. Then he turns around and walks towards the door. Naturally, the waiter is horrified. He stops the panda and demands an explanation at the very least. The panda says to him, "What do I look like to you?" The waiter answers, "Well, a giant panda, of course." "That's right," says the panda. "Look it up." And he walks out. The waiter calls the police. When they arrive, the waiter relates the whole story to them, including the panda's comment about looking it up. So the sergeant sends a young officer out to get an encyclopedia. He eventually returns with the Encyclopedia Britannica, Volume P. The detective looks up panda, and there's the answer. Giant panda. Lives in China. Eats, shoots, and leaves. How to tell a good joke? There are a few things to remember when you tell a joke. First, remember who you are telling the joke to. Choose a subject that your audience can appreciate. Be careful not to offend people by mistake. Never announce a joke, "I know a very funny joke," or tell anyone you know a story that will make them laugh. It will never be as funny as you want it to be. The timing of a joke is also very important. Don't rush towards the punchline. The joke should build up a little tension, and a little more, and then pause, and then a strong punchline. Try this one. How many different meanings of change can you think of? Change is inevitable, except from a drinks machine. Finally, topical jokes, jokes about events now, are funnier than jokes about events in the past. In the end, it's up to you what you find funny. And even if you can't tell jokes very well, you can still enjoy them.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities, visit our English Online website at www.englishonline.org.cn.
Tingli Ketang, TingClass.com.